and all such things. But he couldn't pull away from it any more than a fly that's got its hind leg fast in the molasses. And always, when Tom come to a rest, the poor old creature would chip in on his same old travels and work them for all they were worth. But they were pretty faded and didn't go for much, and it was pitiful to see. And then Tom would take another innings, and then the old man again, and so on, for an hour and more, each trying to beat out the other. You see, Parson's travels happened like this. When he first got to be postmaster and was green in the business, there came a letter for somebody he didn't know, and there wasn't any such person in the village. Well, he didn't know what to do, nor how to act, and there the letter stayed and stayed, week in and week out, till the bare sight of it gave him a conniption. The postage wasn't paid on it, and that was another thing to worry about. There wasn't any way to collect that 10 cents, and he reckoned the government would hold him responsible for it, and maybe turn him out besides, when they found he hadn't collected it. Well, at last he couldn't stand it any longer. He couldn't sleep nights, he couldn't eat. He was thinned down to a shadder. Yet he dursn't ask anybody's advice, for the very person he asked for advice might go back on him and let the government know about the letter. He had the letter buried under the floor, but that did no good. If he happened to see a person standing over the place, it'd give him the cold shivers and loaded him up with suspicions. And he would sit up that night.